had what you call a spring house. And it had rock walls, and it was built either right over the creek or beside the creek, you know, where mm-hmm. and they would dig out a hole where the water would, and you put the milk down in the water.
With the cold in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My uncle had a place like that. I think it was right like where the water came up out of the ground near there. But the buckets you had for the milk and the water, they were made of metal or?
Best I remember, they were stainless steel, because I know it was, or it could have been tin. I remember it was metal. But I remember Mom had two or three milk buckets, and that she dared anybody to use them for anything else. You know, the milk buckets were kept separate. Nobody was allowed to use them for anything.
Oh, okay. You only used them for milk.
That's right. Milk buckets.
What, did you have any wooden ones?
Yeah, I can remember. Especially when we lived where we had a well. There was two big wooden buckets, one sitting there and then one on the rope, you know, you pull the water up and poured it over into the next bucket. I remember we had two great big wooden buckets because I couldn't even pull a bucket. It was so big I couldn't even pull it up, you know. That's mm-hmm, how mm-hmm. Great big buckets.
They just put water in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were never taken off of the well, you know, they were. Well, I think they were both fastened down. One was on the actual rope that you hauled up, and the other one was on had a big peg-like thing on in the wood, you know, and it had a piece of rope on it about that long. That's as far as you could move it, you know, just enough to pour the water. I guess that's to keep it from blowing off or getting knocked off or getting carried off and misplaced or something.
Okay. What kind of different sacks did you have to carry things in?
I remember the tow sack very well.
What was it made out of?
Burlap.
Okay. What'd you use it for?
Well, if you went to the barn to get some corn for chickens or something, mm-hmm. you might. It wouldn't depend on how much you wanted. If I went, I usually got a small bucket or something, but if Daddy or one of the boys went, they usually got maybe half a bag, half a tow sack full, and they use that to feed chickens or maybe the cow. And stuff
like so they were big, yeah. Big sacks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call one made out of paper? Like you might get at the grocery store or something.
I guess we just called it sack, all I remember.
Okay. What about, for washing the dishes, what'd you use? What kind of cloths?
You'd usually use a Mom would say the little, so I guess you'd get flour in those little cloth bags, and she would bleach them, and they'd be real white, and she would use them to get your house.
To wash them with?
Wash or dry, yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah, usually the one you washed with was smaller, she'd make the big ones would be to dry with.
Would you call them a dish rag too?
Just a dish rag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you took a bath, do you have the same kind of towels and stuff that we had?